penalty kill kept a clean sheet tonight. What did you see from their game that worked so well tonight?
Really a number of really good stands at the blue line. We weren't easy to penetrate. And then some good shot blocking, but the goalie, right? Lauren's play was the difference between us winning and losing the game and giving up power play goals. She was outstanding.
Before, a couple more on Brissois. A couple of your players also talked about entries as one of the big keys to the PK. So what worked well specifically in terms of preventing that rush up ice?
You know, so much of it is our quickness by our first forward, if you can get over on the puck, and then it's just confidence. So it takes some courage to stand that line because there's a lot of speed coming at you. And if they get by you, you can have a problem. But even on the ones where they did beat our guy on the flank, our back end was very quick. So that, I thought the defense on that, Ford certainly made a bunch of good plays, but on entries, our defense was very quick.
And certainly there were a lot of shots in the game and the PKs as well. What stood out for you in terms of Brissois' performance?
I think he just warmed as the game went on. It was a fairly even first period. There wasn't a lot of action, but as the penalties came on, and he kind of got that feeling partway through the second period that they're going to have to get a tip or something to beat him, because he was just tracking everything so well.
I've heard a couple of times so far this season that he arrived in camp with a chip on his shoulder, real desire to prove himself. Does he seem to you as a coach a guy who really feels the emotion as a big part of what makes him work?
If it is... You can't see it. So all I've seen is he's been incredibly consistent in his personality and his practices. I can't tell you if he's had a really up day or a bad day, because I can't tell the difference. He's been looks like he loves being on the ice. He likes staying after. Nothing seems to bother him, ruffle him, but very intent and focused in his work habits, in his daily prep for the amount of block of time that he's had to sit sometimes between starts. He's maximized the quality of his work.
Kyle Connor gets the shorthanded goal for you to get the game's opening.
Yeah.
What have you liked about him on the penalty kill?
Just that quickness and speed. So Kyle was one of those guys that the video that you showed him from the start when he first get here, there's not a lot of defensive areas that we were working on, puck pursuit and things like that. But when you get a guy out of college or junior, anybody comes out of amateur, and you don't have to show them an awful lot of video early, then they have that ability to be a good defensive player. It's in their game. And he and Brian have a real nice chemistry together, I think 5-on-5 as well, but certainly on the kill.
Would you agree that his line with Wheels and Scheif kind of were able to take the game for you there in the third in your favor?
I think that, we spent half the second period in the penalty box. One of the reasons maybe they were the ones able, because they were in the game, right? So you, at the end of two, you've got half a team frozen to death and the other half exhausted, and the exhausted at least were in a rhythm, and they were real strong.
Paul, Lauren obviously understands his role, but when he's playing like this, what would it take for you to consider going back-to-back with him?
Less than 45 shots as a starter. You know, he pulled a lot of weight here tonight, but he certainly put us in a position that we can get far more starts out of him.